Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This is not just a way to motivate you. I know from yesterday you would have discerned that these things are not just, I know that people play around with all these things, but I think God is a lot more serious than that tonight. Hallelujah.
Jehovah, we pray. Jehovah, I pray. I pray.
The thing that the Lord will do in this place tonight will shock you and will shake this campus. Hallelujah. I told you yesterday that the presence and the power of the Lord, right from where I dropped, I began to see the angels of the Lord all through, right until I got here. And I know that God is going to do mighty things, mighty things. There will be a shaking, there will be a tearing apart. Bless all the campus presidents and the representatives who came here. We salute your discernment, your ability to look beyond yourself and your fellowship, because that which the Spirit of God is doing tonight is beyond fellowship. Hallelujah. It's beyond the organization. I believe that some of you in your secret places have fasted for this meeting, these kinds of meeting, saying, Lord, when will the visitation come? Hallelujah. And tonight the Spirit and the Bride has come to tell the word to come. Hallelujah. So He's going to lead us in a moment of worship. I'd like you to just forget about yourself and worship. Hallelujah. He's a worshiper. He's anointed man of the Spirit. And as He takes us in a few minutes in this atmosphere of worship, I want you to connect and trust God. Tonight we'll take time and pray for the sick. I know that some people were healed yesterday, but I tell you the truth, whatever followed you in this place tonight must give up on you finally. Hallelujah. Lift your hands and begin to bless His name.
Say, Spirit, we worship your name. Sweet Spirit, have your way. We worship your name, O God. Oh,
How great
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Listen. There is a law that governs the pursuit of God in the realm of the spirit. Don't worry, just forget about them. You should have understood that. You should have known what this is. The power of God is already strong everywhere. But I just want you to listen to me. Let me have your attention. There is a law that governs the pursuit of God in the spirit. And that law is that you will seek me and only find me if you seek me with all your heart. That means as you seek God, He begins to scan what dimension of you is truly seeking Him. And until everything, until everything within you finds Him. There is a law that governs the pursuit of God. There is a law that governs doing business with the Spirit in deep waters. That your pursuit must be from the depths of your heart. That your pursuit must not be tied to anything in time. And then at that point, your worship, your singing, your communication of spiritual things will be effective because it is a byproduct of your intercourse with the Spirit. It's not an explanation that is born from human philosophies. It's not just a way of copying a man of God or paying solidarity to a sect. It's an experience that is born from the Spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. These are songs of the Spirit. Hallelujah. Just clash the cymbal. Just the cymbal. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come up higher, there the Spirit of God. Come up higher, there are many things I want to show you. Rise up higher, there the Spirit of God. I am bringing you into the holy place. I am bringing you into the place of my presence. There the Spirit of God. No more will you be called strangers of the presence. No more would you be called strangers of the presence. Bear the Spirit of the Lord. Rise higher, and I will show you things. Rise higher, and I will take you to dimensions of the Spirit. I will cause your eyes to see, and I will cause your ears to hear. You will hear sounds from heaven. You will hear sounds from heaven. You will hear sounds of the Bible. Understand the language of the living God. Ha 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 ha
Hallelujah. 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 My God, you're in for an experience. See, let me tell you, the wind that is blowing that you're feeling is not an ordinary wind. Don't think it's just an ordinary wind. Ibadan is a hot place. Something is happening in the spirit. Listen to me. I want to sing a song. And this song was not composed. I don't write songs. I'm not a musician. Hallelujah. One time I was caught up in the spirit, and I heard the angels of the Lord singing this song. Lion of Judah, the Lamb upon the throne, I hail you. Bring all of them out. Bring them out. Just bring them out. As I sing this song, the power of God will fall on some people. Just bring them out. Lion of Judah. Help me with the cymbal. The Lamb upon the throne, I truly hail you, Most High. Lion of Judah, the Lamb upon the throne, I hail you, I hail you, Most High. Lion of Judah, the Lamb upon the throne. Yeah, 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 Lamb upon the throne,
Lion of Judah, the Lamb upon the throne,
I hear, I
hear,
I hear, I hear, I hear, I hear, I hear, please, you can join the ushers. If you are an escort somewhere, join the ushers and help the people. Please, you don't need to be an usher. If you are one of the escorts, please help them so that you manage.
Elohim
Adonai. Elohim Adonai.
Adonai,
Hallelujah. 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 Spirit of the sovereign Lord, the cymbal, please come and make reveal the glory of the living God. Spirit of the sovereign Lord, would you come and make your presence known with you, the glory of the I am the holy of holies. I am the to the Father. Yeah.
There's no space outside for more people. Just leave them and manage them there. Please, so they don't match up one another. Just leave them and manage them. Be your brother's keeper. Hallelujah. I choose the way of the Lord. I choose the way of the Lord. Listen. Lord, I bow as I enter the throne room. And I cast myself down at your feet, Lord. For you are holy, thou art holy, there is no like you. In your presence, everywhere I might be. It's in your presence, everywhere. Lord Jesus, reveal yourself to this campus in a new dimension. Reveal yourself. Let them experience the life of the Spirit from another pedestal. Open your people to another dimension of reality, above and beyond that which they have seen. Birth an army upon this campus, O God. Cause them to eat of the hallowed bread of the Spirit. In your presence, that is where I must be. Ah, Elohim, Elohim Madonna,
Elohim,
Elohim Madonna.
Elohim.
Hallelujah. I want you to pray a prayer. In just a minute and you'll be seated. I like you to say, Lord, visit me. I didn't come to watch miracles. Visit me. Give me an encounter that will last my lifetime. For he has not called the seed of Jacob to seek him in vain. Tonight, drop your titles. Drop everything you know yourself to be. But this is holy ground. Rakata boka teke teke baka. Reveal yourself. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you can't sit down, if there's no space, just stand. If you're on the ground, just sit anywhere, just relax. Many things will be happening as I teach. It's the spirit of revival. It's a true portrait of an apostolic spirit. I have come to this city on an assignment. Reveal yourself at another dimension. Reveal yourself. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. Hallelujah. I want to tell you a little story. I want you to look at me. I want to tell you why these things happen. Listen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I began sharing my story yesterday for those of you who were around. How that I began to seek God with my life and everything that I had. And would not be satisfied. I was not looking for power. There's so many people who want anointing. I was not looking for miracles. I was not looking for name. I was not looking for fame. I wasn't looking for money. All I wanted was His presence. I wanted it more than my life. And when I met Jesus, He did something to me. When He appeared to me, I have seen Him. He is not just a religious figure. I know that He is alive. I lift my hands to the great I am, who was and who is and me. I lift my head to the great I am, who can compare with you. So Lord, you reign forever. Lord, reign forever. Tonight we worship you. Yeah. I worship you. Lord, you reign, reign, reign. Lord, you reign forever. Lord, you reign. Share something tonight. I just want you to be sensitive. The wind that blows in this place tonight is not your atmospheric wind. It's the presence. God is already doing certain things in this place. He began yesterday with a circumcision. And this is what is happening. There is a reordering of your spiritual priority. That's what is happening to you. After tonight, many of you will not even know what will come upon you. You will love Him more than your life. After tonight, you will know that Christianity is not a religion at all. In His presence, no sickness can stand. If it is truly His presence, and we preachers have bragged about these things, but sick people have come and gone, that means it was not His presence.
Who is like Him, lion and the lamb, seated on the throne?
This is the one we worship tonight.
Mountains bow down and every ocean groans to the Lord of Lords.
I want you to just hear me minister to you.
Who is like Him? He's the lion and the lamb, seated on the throne.
It's not a religious deity at all.
Mountains bow down and every ocean roars to the Lord of Lords.
Is it such a big thing for Him to take you from that class to 2-2 or to 2-1? Is it such a big thing for Him to heal you? Is it such a big thing for Him to deliver you? Is it such a big thing for Him to set you free? Why do we mock God in the face of many things?
Who is like Him? The lion and the lamb, seated on the throne.
Please handle all the people carefully.
Mountains bow down, every ocean roars to the Lord of Lords.
Killings are already taking place. There are so many miracles. So many. I want to at least teach a little, but the Holy Ghost keeps interrupting me. Somebody's hunger is calling heaven in this place.
My altar is calling You, oh God. My altar is calling You, oh God. My worship is calling You, oh God. My praise is calling You, oh God. My sacrifice is calling You, oh God. My yieldedness is calling You
tonight, oh God.
Take my praise, oh God. Take my praise. Lord, I worship is calling You, oh God. Our sacrifice is calling You. Take my praise,
Take my heart, take my life, take my will, take my will, take my will, take my mind. Hallelujah. As I'm singing, there is a circumcision. Please, class on. Don't worry if it doesn't go with the theme that you people just fix that theme, but God is desperate to do something upon this campus. Hallelujah. I was ministering, and while I was ministering, the Holy Spirit brought a song, and I want to sing that song. Let it be your song of commitment tonight as you sit down. Hallelujah. Can you take it higher, Mike? It was a song that came into my heart. It was a communication of my desperation.
You have my everything. You have my everything. You have my everything. You have my everything.
Listen.
Take all of me. All of me, Lord. You have my everything. Take all of me. All of me, Lord. You have my everything. You have my everything.
Come on, lay down your idols tonight.
You have my everything.
All of these walls and idols that we have put. This is our prayer.
Take all of me, Lord. You have my everything. Take all of me, all of me. Lord, you have my everything. You gave your everything. So I leave my everything. You gave your everything. I give my everything. Take all of me. All of me, Lord. You have my everything.
Listen.
Anoint my everything. Use my everything. Take my everything. I dedicate my everything. Take all of me. All of me, Lord. I lay my everything. I yield my everything. I lay my everything.
Take
all of me, Lord. All of me,
thank you, Lord.
You are my everything.
Thank you, Lord.
All of me,
thank you, Lord.
All of me, Lord.
You are my everything. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Unto him who sits on the throne.
Just listen to me, I'm ministering to you.
Blessings and honor.
That was the book of Revelation.
To him, Jesus, the Lamb.
that was slain. Glory and power,
glory and power,
forever and ever and ever. Forever and ever, forever and ever,
forever and ever, and ever you reign. Forever and ever you reign.
I hear. I can see your mighty power moving in this place. We're in the presence of angels with God's glory on their wings. And like the voice of many waters, I can hear the angels. Holy, holy, you are holy, holy. Ta-da-da, 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 ta-da-da.
Revelations. Let's just look at something. Help us, oh God. Help us, oh God. Help us, oh God. If this is all we do tonight, is all right. There is a level of revelation that you get without being taught. He said, be still and you will know. Just be still and you will know that I am God.
I've been captured by a love I can't explain. This is my testimony. Now you have me, and I'm forever changed.
I love you more than ministry.
I've abandoned everything I ever known, and I surrender. This life is not my own. I belong to you. I belong to you.
Listen, I'll sing you one more time. I've been captured.
I've been captured by a love I can't explain. Now you have me, and I'm forever changed. Yeah. I've abandoned everything I've ever known. Now I surrender. This life is not my own. It all belongs to you. Oh, 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 it all
belongs to you. Just the simba.
It all belongs to you.
Yeah. I can't give it to any other person again.
It all belongs to you.
Take the anointing. Take the grace. Take the revelation. Take the decree. Take the ministry.
It all belongs.
It all belongs.
It all belongs to me. Oh, oh,
oh. Yeah. My heart, my mind, my soul. My love,
my love,
belongs to you. Let's sit down if you can. Just sit anywhere you can sit. Just sit anywhere you can sit. Just sit anywhere you can sit.
This song that I sing, they all
Hallelujah. Listen. Every man comes to a time in his life and destiny. Listen to me. Where you have to make a decision that you need an encounter in your life. You can study your Bible and that's all right. You can pray and that's all right. But a time must come when, like Isaiah, you must sing.
The train of his robe fill the temple. A cloud of heavenly worshipers surrounding your throne.
Listen. Isaiah began to prophesy in chapter 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And he was not a fake prophet. But in chapter 6, the Bible says, in the year that King Uzziah died. What needs to die tonight in your life for you to see the Lord? There are many things that stand on our way to experiencing genuine and authentic revival. And the Bible says it this way, Hebrews chapter 12 verse 1. It says, seeing then, on account of the fact that we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, it says, let us lay aside every weight and the sin that doth easily beset us. And then that we should run with perseverance the race that is set. This that you see tonight, brothers and sisters, is the secret of authentic power. It's the secret of the miraculous. It's the secret of the grace of God and the Lord walking with them, confirming the words with signs. This is not about gimmicks. This is not about preacher manipulations. The presence of God is what we lack in our lives. Is that dimension of spiritual reality that we have not come into its full comprehension. We've preached nice sermons. Trust me, there have been many wonderful messages in this nation and in the body of Christ. Some of you are brilliant teachers. Some of you have an understanding. There is a straight line from Genesis to Revelation. You can expound scripture and open up the mysteries of the book. Some of us are amazing prophets. God has granted us abilities to peep into the vistas of the Spirit and come up with spiritual sounds and the communication of the Spirit. And some of us have been engraced with different dimensions and fragments of what makes up this deity called I Am. But I want you to know that none of these dimensions can bring the presence of God to your life. There is a hunger. It says, as the deer pants after the water brooks, as the deer pants, it's a matter of life and death. I put an urgency to it. When you seek Him, you will find excellence. When you seek Him, you will find academic excellence. When you seek Him, you will find marriage. When you seek Him, you will find the healing anointing. When you seek Him, you will find grace. Listen to me, many of us here want success. We want fulfillment. We want good jobs. We want marriage. Many of us have, the reason why we have not given God our attention is because we want a lot of things. Stop looking for what His presence alone can give.
In Your presence, that's where I am strong. In Your presence, oh Lord, my God. In Your presence, that's where I
in Your presence, oh God.
In Your presence, oh God.
Look up. Hallelujah. Let's go to Exodus 3. Let me just establish something and then we will pray. I want to share with you a key tonight that will turn you from being an ordinary person into a supernatural being. I told you, some of you tonight are going to receive mantles and graces. Not everybody. I said it yesterday. And this is not just an issue of claiming. It's an election of grace. This is what the Spirit of the Lord told me. There are some of you that will enter into certain dimensions. There are ministries here that will take a dimension you may never recover from. Never recover from. There are many of you tonight, God is going to give you the eyes of an eagle. You will begin to see what others cannot see. And tonight we are going to dethrone powers that attempt to frustrate students upon this campus, because there is a name. And at the mention of that name, every knee must bow. There are some of you that have stayed here long overdue. Tonight I have come to prophesy an exodus. Your season of exodus has come. Exodus chapter 3, please.
Naribiti Aramata. Hey, Lato Bisha. Naribiti Aramata. Hey, Lato Bisha.
Now look at me. Please sit down. Let me teach a little. There was a man in scripture called Moses. And the Bible tells us that when Moses was born, because you see, you need to understand that the entire journey of the Bible from Genesis to Revelation is a clash of kingdoms. Are you following me now? And a bid to demonstrate the superiority of the kingdom of light over darkness. Hallelujah. The Bible makes us to understand in Genesis chapter 1 from verse 1. It says, in the beginning, that dateless past. Hallelujah. The Bible says, God created the heavens and the earth. And then verse 2 comes up with a mystery, a tragedy that has confused a lot of people. It says, and the earth was dark and void and formless, and the Spirit of God hovered round the face of the waters. And then verse 3 said, and Elohim said, light be. Let there be light. And there was light. I hope you know that light was not sunlight, because sunlight was made a few verses later on. The Bible says, in him was that light, and the light was the life of men. Hallelujah. Are you following me now? And so there was darkness. And for some of you who have done a bit of study, you will understand that between Genesis 1 verse 1 and Genesis 1 verse 2 was a very long time. Hallelujah. It was the judgment of Lucifer, that cherub, that archangel, that one who conspires against the people of God, the one who comes to defy the church, the universal church of God. It's important that you understand, we are talking about dominion, we are talking about priesthood and royalty. It's not just to bring cars and houses and wear flamboyant clothes and all of that. No, you must have a comprehension of the agenda of the Spirit. Where are we in time? Where did we come from? What happened? Many of us were born in the middle of a history that we do not understand. Why is the devil looking for you? Why does he want to frustrate your academics? Why does he want to stop you from marriage? Why does he want to afflict you with sickness? Why is he taking your case personal? You will never be able to understand liberty until you know where we are coming from and what happened behind the scene. Follow me tonight. Hallelujah. And the Bible begins to tell us in the book of Isaiah 18. Isaiah 14 and Ezekiel 28. It begins to tell us of the manifesto of this deity called Lucifer, the son of the morning. Hallelujah. There's no time I would have shown you from scripture how that Lucifer was that archangel that stood in the presence of God. The effulgence of God's presence was upon him. Hallelujah. The instruments, the material of the creation. I hope you know that angels were made from light. Light was their material of creation. The Bible talks of the angels that excel in light. Hallelujah. What you call lightning, the lightning, quantized light, was what God used to make the creation, the formation of these angelic beings. Hallelujah. And according to the organogram of the kingdom before man came into being, hallelujah, that after the messenger angels, then the seraphs were above the angels, and above the angels, the seraphs were the cherubs, and after the cherubs was Elohim. Elohim means the plural, Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. As at that time, he was not called the Son, he was not called the Father, he was called the Word. Hallelujah. And the Bible makes us to understand that Lucifer began to walk together with a third of the angels in heaven to conspire a rebellion against God, that one who sat upon the throne. And John, while he was cast in the Isle of Patmos, in Revelation chapter 1, he began to speak unto us, and he said, I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day. And while he was taken in the Spirit, he said, I saw seven lampstands, which were a prophetic picture of the perfect church, the church in its perfection. And he said, in the midst of the candlestick was one that looked like the Son of Man. And his face was like the brightness of the morning, his hair as white as wool, his eyes like fire, and began to describe the Christ. Hallelujah. And certain secrets were given to him, certain communications of the Spirit. And John was told to write. He said, these things that you see and hear, write. The things that were, the things that are, and the things that shall happen hereafter. The things that were was a prophetic description of the activities that have happened in the church from the time of the falling of Lucifer to the manifestation of the then church. The things that are was the dispensation of the church typified in the seven letters to the churches. Although there were seven true churches in Asia Minor. Are you following me now? But it was a prophetic message to different churches. It was an adumbration of the different dispensations that will come upon the earth before the coming of Christ. The church in Smyrna, the church in Pergamos, the church in Ephesus. And he began to talk about all of the things, and he ended it with the Laodicean church, which happens to represent our generation. Please, are you following me tonight? I just want to give you background so that we can understand. And when John was shown these things, it was given to him the secrets of the mysteries of this deity called Lucifer. He says, and I saw a wonder in heaven. There was war in heaven. Even in heaven, there was war. There was war in heaven. And that old serpent, that dragon, even Lucifer. You see, that old serpent story is a very old story. Are you listening to me? It's a very old story. And if you do not understand it, you may think, why is the devil disturbing me? Why are there curses around that try, you know, we have all kinds of fights up and down in the body of Christ. Do curses exist? Do they not? Do demons exist? Do they not? Others say, I'm fine, I'm okay. Others say there's still some more. All of this confusion will end when we seek to know where we are coming from. Are you getting my point now? This is not about loyalty to a sect or a man of God or a religion. It's about gaining structure in the spirit to be fit, to be used as that battle axe. It will take men of power, it will take men of dexterity, men who are not short of understanding of spiritual things, to be relevant in that which the Spirit of God is doing, even in this season. This is beyond Bible college. This is beyond just laying on of hands. It's a posture in the spirit where we begin to seek to know. We go into the archives of the spirit and gain accurate understanding of how this kingdom works. It is for such kind that the prophet began to speak and said, blow the trumpet in Zion and sound the alarm upon my holy mountain. And he begins to describe a people fearful in stature, men and women who have been thoroughly trained through time. And the Bible says the appearance of them is like the appearance of horses. It says they will ride upon walls. They will leap. None breaking his rank. They will be led by only one captain. Not a man of God, but the Spirit of the Lord himself. Hallelujah. And John was granted access to see how that Lucifer conspired together with a third of the angels. And when he was judged, because Michael is the archangel in charge of war, he's the one who assumes that position of war and justice in the heavens. And the Bible says that he prevailed not and he was cast upon the earth. And there was a lamentation from the heavens. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth, for that devil, that dragon, has come with anger and great fury. This is where my story begins tonight. He descended upon the earth with anger and great fury. What is Lucifer really looking for with man? What is he looking for? Does he want your certificate? Why is Lucifer trying to put the spirit of lust around? Is it sex he wants? Is that really what he wants? Why does he want to stop people from? What does he really want? See, because if you don't know what the devil is looking for, you will not know how to keep him where he belongs. There are people the devil is afraid of, those who know this story. So when they see him, they say, Satan, I'm not ignorant. We understand the story and we know you have been defeated. Hallelujah. Watch this. There was something that Lucifer wanted. That was what made him to lead a rebellion in heaven. because of his access to the presence of God, he had an understanding of mysteries. Because God is light, that means whoever draws close to God, the signature of your drawing close to God, among other things, is that there must be illumination in your life. Because if God is light and you are getting closer to him, there should be light in your life. There are so many people that claim they are close to God and yet they are in the midst of darkness. Not so. Hallelujah. Are you following me tonight? Something happened in heaven, and this is just a story I want to establish briefly, and then we'll pray. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Someone come. Anybody come. Hallelujah. Lucifer desired something, and what he wanted was not just to be the highest of the angelic cheder. He wanted to be God himself. Are you getting me? So he took the opportunity of his being close to God to study what makes God God. Are you getting my point now? Lucifer spent time studying what makes God God, and he found it. One word, kabod. One word, glory. Doxa. That substance, the entire substance that makes a man whoever he is. Are you getting my point? That is what we call the image of a man. Doxa. The glory. All of the attributes, all of the contents that make a man who he is. And when Lucifer found out that it was that image that made God God, he tried to conspire with the angels to lead a rebellion, if peradventure he could dethrone God and walk in the reality. Listen, angels were not made from dust, they were made from light. Are you getting my point now? Look at the excellency of their creation. That's why the Bible says they excel in strength. But God, in his wisdom, understanding Lucifer, please follow me. When the judgment came upon Lucifer, he was cast down to the earth. And it was that judgment that resulted to the flood in Genesis 1 verse 2. Do you understand now? Genesis 1 verse 2. Now the earth was dark, void. I'm just trying to lead you through history a bit to see what really happened. Because if you just read from verse 1 and verse 2, it doesn't make sense. How can God just create the earth and then, because everything God created, he said it was good. But now we see darkness and confusion. So Genesis 1 verse 3 begins. God's eternal purpose, leading him to bring man, to bring back that which he desired for man. And Elohim, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, they said, light be. And creation began again. Listen, please. Then, I want you to know that the fallen angels, the demons, together with Satan, they were witnesses of creation. Are you getting my point? They had fallen as at the time this man was being created. So they saw it. Listen. They saw God himself mold the earth and breathe that which made war to happen in heaven into the man. Are you getting my point? Is someone following me? You must understand what is going on. Lucifer led a rebellion because he wanted something he would not get. And now God made earth. This, when you understand this, you will know what the apostle was saying when he said he uses the weak things to confirm the wise. You see that? He used Adam, clay, mud, molded it. Adam was not born. He was an epitome of the artistry of God himself. While every animal came out of the water, I hope you know, it's in your Bible. There's no time. The animals, the birds, they all came out of water. It's in your Bible. Grant us light, O God. Let's continue. And so man was formed. Listen, I hope you know man was both created and formed. Hallelujah. The creation of man happened in Genesis 1.
the formation of man happened in Genesis 2. So when God was given the dominion mandate, it was not to a masculine or feminine figure. Eve was inside Adam when God was saying, let them have dominion. If not, why will you call one person them? Let them have dominion over the birds of the air, over the fish. Listen, and when that was being said, he said, subdue. Why will you tell a man to subdue if there was no adversity around? He said, I'm empowering you. Someone is watching. You are not alone. And so part of the things you will be doing is to subdue. Are you following me now? Immediately that happened. Watch this. Watch this. That substance, because man was an expression of the glory of God. He didn't have covering clothes like we know. It was the literal Shekinah of God that covered man. That was why the animals did not run away. Are you getting my point? Because when they saw God and they saw Adam, to them they didn't see any difference. So there was no need to run. Are you getting my point? That was the same thing that happened to Daniel in the tomb that made the lions to calm down. The exact same experience. When that glory comes upon you, you tame creation. Follow me. I want to establish something a bit. I know we're out. Goodness. It's already past 8. Help us, Holy Spirit. And so Lucifer came to the woman. Listen, I want to share with you a mystery. Because, you see, Eve was not formed. She was created in the man, but she came out. It was like a birthing taken from man. Are you getting me? So, for some reason, her glory was the glory of the moon and not the sun. So, Adam and Eve is in the similitude of the moon and the sun. The way the moon submits to the sun to be able to get glory. Are you getting my point now? It was in that similitude because she was taking a derivative of the man. This is in your Bible. Don't you read your Bible? This is what Joseph saw. He said, I saw the sun. I saw the moon. I saw 11 stars. Jacob was a prophet. He understood at once that he was talking about a man, a woman, and stars. 11 stars. Stars. Inhabitants. Hallelujah. And so what happened? Listen. Listen, please follow me. What happened was, because he could not approach the sun, he came to the moon. Lucifer. He came and met Eve, the wife of Adam. Eve was the wife of Adam. You agree with me? Now, he met Eve. Watch this. He said, did God really say that in the day you eat, you will die? Same thing he told Jesus Christ. If you are the Son of Man, Son of God, prove it. Are you getting the point? He was saying, prove it. So Eve fell. Eve did not fall by eating apple. Her eating the apple was a sign she had fallen. Hallelujah. It was not that she got apple and ate it and then fell. No. The transaction had finished. That was why she could even fall. Are you getting my point now? Now what happened was a very dangerous transaction in the spirit. And this is what I want you to understand. Because many people have accused women that it was Eve that ate it. It's not true. Adam was there with her too. She ate it and gave him, he ate it. Watch this. When the woman ate it, Satan did not collect the dominion because there was a man above her. When the man ate it, when he fell too, when he joined, are you getting me? Hold on. Satan said, that's it. I've gotten it. There was a transaction that happened in the spirit. Man fell. What was the fall? Something left him, Kabod, that glory, that nature. Are you getting my point now? It disappeared, and Satan was excited because it looked like he had become the prince. He had become the king. Follow me. And he really got it. He really got it. Because when Jesus came, Satan was waiting for him for 40 days. When he fasted, the Bible says, Satan said, Jesus, come, follow me. He took him to a mountain. Jesus did not stop him. Because until that time, he truly was the legitimate custodian of the keys of the earth. That's why in Revelation, he said, I am he that was dead, and now is alive, and I hold the keys.
something happened in hell. Hallelujah. Are you getting my point now? When you see, as some of you are listening to this thing, some sicknesses will walk away just like that. The strength of evil is darkness. The Bible says the light shines in the darkness. Hallelujah. Now watch this. In the Garden of Eden, because see, Satan knows that God is the all-wise God, and somehow he suspected that the show was not over, because God left a prophecy and Satan was listening to what God was saying. Watch this. When God came, he said, Adam, the Bible says in Genesis chapter 3 that they had the voice of God, the Hebrews, they had the talking spirit walking in the cool of the day, as he usually would come. When God looked from the throne, he saw the earth empty. He didn't see man sitting on the throne again. And he said, Adam, where are you? It's not like Adam was lost. Something had left him. Are you getting the point? And he said, Adam, where are you? I kept you in an office. I cannot see you again. And Adam said, I heard thy voice, but I hid because I was naked. He said, who told you? You heard somebody else. You've listened to another voice. Who told you you were naked? And then he now said, the woman. You see where family crisis started? He didn't say my wife. He said the woman. The woman. Blah, 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 and all of that. And watch this. There was the curses and all of this that came, but he left a prophecy. That prophecy got Satan frustrated till the coming of Jesus. What was the prophecy? The seed of the woman. It was a coded language that frustrated Satan. Watch this. Please sit down, sit down, sit down. I need to hurry up so that we can do some other things. The seed. Now, if he said the seed of the man, it would have made a lot of sense. But he confused Satan. He said the seed of the woman shall bruise the head of the serpent. He left it there. All of a sudden, Satan became restless. Then Adam gives birth to Cain, and Satan thinks that Cain was that seed of the woman. Are you getting my point? So he came and entered Cain. And then he did not know that reproduction was a possibility, because he had never seen it. That a man and a woman can come together and bring another man. He only understood creation, not reproduction. Now, so he saw that man and woman came together, gave birth to another being. So he entered Cain, and all of a sudden he saw again that Abel came, and he entered Cain to kill Abel. Are you getting the point now? Because he was afraid. Watch this. Let's fast forward. Many things happened. Every other thing that happened in the scripture was simply Satan looking for who the seed of that woman is. Because he's the one who will restore authentic priesthood, royalty, and dominion. Are you getting my point now? So all through, that's why every time Abraham, Adam, all the other people that showed up. Are you getting my point? Everywhere you see the manifestation of the spirit of sonship, you see that there is a corresponding counterattack. Is that true? That was what happened. Noah came and he threatened everybody and they laughed at him. And when they all died, there were only 8 people. 8 is the number for new beginning. God wiped the race because the angels were confused, and Satan brought another strategy. He told the angels, why don't you downgrade yourselves and come and begin to sleep with the daughters of men, so that we will be genetic code pollutants. Let's pollute the code in the earth so that it will not be able, we will not be able to get a pure breed, a pure seed. Are you getting my point? So the ark, Noah's ark, wiped away that whole generation, and there were 8 people. Satan started looking for who he would enter again. The journey continues. And then in Genesis 11, there was a wizard called Nimrod Cush. Is that in your Bible? Nimrod Cush. Nimrod was the first manifestation of what we know as witchcraft, because he married his mother Samiramai. It was a conspiracy. The devil lied to him. How can a man marry his mother? It was the origin of what we know to be witchcraft. And I will trace it and show you why Africa is in witchcraft. Because the Bible says Nimrod was a hunter. What was our forefathers? Hunters of what? That's the question. There's no time I would have taken you to the book of Revelation when it talks about that mystery Babylon, that she goddess, because the Bible tells us all of her commodities of transaction, and part of it is the souls of men. The souls of men. So when you see a very popular musician, they are soul hunters, whether they know it or not. Satan does not give anointing for nothing. He's on a mission. He's desperate. Are you getting my point? Satan does not give skill and talent for nothing. Satan does not make a celebrity out of a man for nothing. Whether the man knows it or not, they are soul hunters. Hallelujah. And then a time came when there was one man called Ahab, and that spirit of the Antichrist entered his wife Jezebel. She was like the one who was ruling in Israel, and the Bible says something very powerful happened. Suddenly a man showed up, Elijah the Tishbite, who was this strange prophet. He came to do just one thing, to judge the altars of Baal, and he left. Are you getting my point? This is how it continued. Satan searching for who the seed of that woman would be. Suddenly John the Baptist shows up. When John the Baptist showed up, God hid him in the wilderness, and Satan could not understand. He was eating locusts and wild honey, and certain coded things were given to him. And John, listen, John was not a Baptist in terms of baptizing people. Baptizing people was only a code to help him identify Jesus Christ. That's why he stopped the moment he found Jesus. Hallelujah. Listen. Certain secrets were given to John the Baptist in the wilderness. It's in your Bible. He said, the one who sent me said, whoever I see what the Spirit descend upon, that is the Lamb. That's why when he saw Jesus, he was a prophet. See, he didn't heal the sick and do this, but you understand the ability to identify. Remember, he came in the spirit of Elias. And he said, behold the Lamb that takes away the sins of the world. Immediately he said it, the spirit of the Antichrist had been moving the scribes. That's why they kept asking John, are you the one? Are you the one? Tell us. Satan, listen, hold on. This is a sign that Satan is not accurate. Are you getting the point now? Please settle down. Please sit down. Please. Praise God. Can you sit down, please? Thank you very much. Just sit down so that we'll push this thing through. Because it was the pursuit. Listen, it was the same thing that happened when Moses was born. Are you getting me? The spirit of the Antichrist, who told Pharaoh that Moses was born. I hope you know Pharaoh was a wizard. He was not just a wicked man. He was a wizard. There were 10 spirits that were at work in him. That's why it was the last plague that conquered the last spirit. After that, he gave up. Exodus 11 verse 1. 9 plagues and Pharaoh would not leave. And the Lord told him, yet one more plague will I send upon Pharaoh and upon the nation of Israel. After that, he will let you go. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Are you following me now? Oh goodness, we have to finish and round up. I wish this were a vigil. Praise the Lord. Listen. Don't just be excited. I hope you are following what I'm saying. We are going somewhere. When Moses was born, the spirit of the Antichrist suspected, because they received signals. So immediately that happened, they said they should kill all the children. Are you seeing why they killed all the children? And when they were doing that, God in his wisdom, he created a code, and something happened. He used Pharaoh's daughter like a Cyrus, and Pharaoh was carried into the very palace where evil was being brewed. Yet the seed was hiding there and he could not see it. And they brought his mother to take care of him, and they paid her for it. Are you getting the point? That was when, listen, that was why the moment Moses declared, Pharaoh was angry. So this is the guy, and he left him. And when he came back later on, he came to save the people. This is how it continued. So when John the Baptist declared that Jesus was the Son of God in power, Herod got angry and they captured him. Are you seeing why the devil was angry that John played him? So Herodias, you see her request? You see that she was a witch? Why will you demand the head of a man? She really suspected that probably would be the seed. And he said, behead him. And then Jesus now looked and said, all right, there's no hiding again. I'm the person. He started manifesting and working in miracles. All of a sudden, all hell broke loose. When he was fasting, Satan followed him and was patient for 40 days because it was a serious issue. He was threatened. In fact, when Jesus was born, there was a star. And wise men started following the star. And the spirit of the Antichrist communicated to Herod, something is wrong. There cannot be two kings in a territory. Your position is being threatened. And Herod started moving people. Are you getting my point? So Jesus started doing a lot of mighty things. And the people conspired to kill him. Now they did not know that was part of the script that was discussed in heaven. That Satan would be allowed to kill him. Because it's a spiritual mystery that before things multiply, they die. So Satan did not attend that meeting. He didn't know what happened. Hold on. Is it not in your Bible that when sons of God gather, Satan comes to? He wants to find out. The book of Job. So when Satan came, I want to share something with you. Anyway, Jesus was bound. And at the communion, something happened. Hallelujah. At the communion, something happened. It was a change of government. I want you to follow me. Please follow me carefully. Jesus sat at table with 12 disciples. And I hope you know that the number 12 is the prophetic number for government. So it was the whole world in covenant using 12 people as a point of contact. Are you getting my point? The same way, listen to me. You know why Jesus was called the second Adam? Because when Satan wanted the authority from Adam, he went through his wife Eve. Are you getting my point? That's the reason why Satan is disturbing us today. The bride of that Christ. The wife, the Eve of this second Adam. Because every man shares his glory with his wife. They have become one flesh. So he cannot get Jesus now. So the church has become the bride, the Eve of this Adam. That's why Satan can prefer for one Christian, one authentic anointed person to backslide. It means a lot to him. Help us, Holy Spirit. Are you following me, please? And then, when Jesus said something, he said, drink this, my blood. Remember before he said that in John chapter 8, he began to speak a mystery. He said, except you eat my flesh. Is that true? And drink my blood, you cannot have my life. That means when you eat my flesh and my blood, an exchange happens. Watch this. He needed to become sin. This is what Paul saw in his Pauline epistle. Are you getting my point now? So they took the communion. While they were taking the communion, what happened is their nature, the sin nature of man, was entering into Christ. So that on legal basis, they can carry his nature. Please follow me. They didn't understand. They were just eating. So when they finished, Jesus went to that place called Gethsemane. That was where his death started. I hope you know that. Look at me. The Bible says that Jesus died for 3 days. Abi? Now, but count. It was Sunday morning he rose. And he died Friday. Is that 3 days? That means his death didn't start on the cross. His death finished on the cross. When man died, he started dying spiritually. In the day you eat of that tree, you will die. Is that not what the instruction that was given? How many more years did man live after he ate that tree? So he wasn't just talking about physical death alone. Physical death came as the deterioration. What the glory, the absence of the glory of God upon the physical body of man brings corruption. Hallelujah. Are you following me now? And so, after that, they went and Jesus began to pray. And he was saying, Father, if it be thy will, take this cup. What was the cup? Death? No. No, he was not afraid of death. He had been saying it that he was going to die. Let me tell you what the cup was. for the first time, he was going to become like Adam without the nature of God. Are you getting my point? The Trinity would be divided for the first time. So he said, God, is there a possibility of doing this?
Hallelujah. Oh, this is even louder, right? It's louder, a lot louder. I'll soon finish and we'll pray. Jesus became sin. He became you and me. And that was why when they flogged him, blood came out. It was a sign that he had become immortal. And when they took him to the cross, when they were flogging him, what was happening is that you were being flogged in him. That's the mystery of the covenant. Because Galatians 2:20, Paul began to speak and say, I have been crucified with Christ. Paul was not even born again when Jesus went to heaven. So where did he get that revelation? Are you getting the point? He saw that he had been with him in covenant. The same way you watch Chelsea or Man U playing and they say, who scored? You say, us. Were you there? The mystery of identification. You identified with him. Now listen, I want to even show you a very prophetic thing. Because when he was on the way, listen, while he was on the way to the cross, everybody deserted him except a black man called Simon of Cyrene. Hold on. This was representing the continent of Africa. Listen. A black man was the only man who came to identify with Jesus in the cross and said, I will carry the cross with you. This is why Africa is the continent that must present true apostolic Christianity before Christ comes. We suffered with him in his death. We must be the ones to culminate his glory. Hallelujah. You see that? Britain, America, and Africa represent the three sons of Noah, Ham, Shem, and Japheth. And they've all had their turn. It's time for Africa to arrive. All of Asia and the rest, they know. That's why they are all trooping into Nigeria and the rest, seeking for partnership. They use divination, not just science. They know. They understand. They know it's our season. That's why there is terrorism everywhere. That, are you not seeing? I'm explaining to you. It's this spirit of the Antichrist. They know the exact location. They've stopped disturbing America. They've stopped disturbing UK. They said, this is the next place. Let's go there. Even so, come Yeshua, come. Even so, come take your bride away. How my soul long to see your face, my King. Even so, come Yeshua, come. Now listen. Jesus died spiritually. When they put that crown of thorn upon his head, it was in exchange for that dominion. He first manifested his priestly office in the place of prayer in Gethsemane. And they took him with that crown of thorn. And when they placed him on that cross, watch this. It was necessary for Satan to be part of those who will plan the death. Because there is a law in the spirit. When you kill a man, his blood haunts you. I hope you know that law. When you kill a man, his blood haunts you. That's what happened to Cain when he killed Abel. Because blood has a voice. Is that true? It can speak. So it was necessary for Satan to walk through people to kill Jesus. Now when Jesus died, watch what happened. There was joy in hell because they believed that it was the culmination of the Godhead. Because the Bible says he was the express image of the Godhead. To Satan, that was a big victory. Watch this. And while the celebration was going on in hell, all of a sudden, a stranger stepped in. Because hold on, when sinners die, where do they go? You see why Jesus went to hell? Because he had become sin. So when he entered hell, hold on, Jesus defeated Satan without the assistance of the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit had left him. That's why the Holy Spirit came back on the third day to enter him. If that same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwells in your mortal body, that same Spirit will do to you what happened to Jesus. Please sit down. I will round up and we'll pray, because I sense the healing anointing now flowing. There will be, and we'll begin to pray and just rebuke sicknesses. Mike, is that the best of the volume? Or did you reduce it? Please help him. Hallelujah. And the Bible says, when the cohorts of hell saw Jesus, they came. Because you see, when you offend a man, watch this. And I'm happy that most of you here are student lawyers. Goodness, I already sense the power of God. Watch this. I'm about to say something powerful. When you offend a man, it appeases that man when the person who offended him is being punished. Man offended God. Are you getting me? So Jesus had now become man, that offense. So when the cohorts of hell were upon him, the Bible says he shall see the travail of his soul and he shall be satisfied. Come on, lawyers, you teach on justice. So when the legal claims of justice were satisfied, the Bible says he made a public show of them. He shook them. That's the drama that was happening in hell. Watch this. When he shook all the demons, he went as Adam to Satan and said, give me the keys you collected in Genesis. When he collected those keys, watch this. Please listen. You must understand this. When he collected those keys, when he was about going out, that was the revelation that David saw in Psalm 24. Lift up your heads, oh ye gates. Hold on. Watch this. Please just sit down. Let me finish this. Remember, in Psalm 24, it was a battle of ownership. The earth, kings have been fighting. The Antichrist spirit was moving through kings to claim that they were the owners of many territories. And the psalmist began to speak and said, this earth is the Lord's. Hold on. That word Lord is not the name of a man. It's an office. As at then, no man had sat on that seat. It was an office. Are you getting my point now? The earth belongs to anyone who will have that name, Lord. Are you getting me? And its fullness thereof. Then it says, there is a qualification, because that seat is on a hill where God himself stays. So it says, who shall ascend to the hill of the Lord? And who shall stand in his holy place? This is the qualification. He that has clean hands and a pure heart. From Adam, no man qualified like that, except Jesus. Are you following me? Listen. It says he shall receive a blessing from the Lord. What is the blessing? A coronation. I will explain it to you. He shall receive a blessing from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. Listen. Then he now said, lift your head, O ye gates. These gates were living because they responded back. These were the gates that opened people out of this earth realm. Are you getting me? They were spiritual gates and doors. And according to the law of resurrection, you need a man in this earth realm to bring you outside this earth realm into his realm. Are you getting me? And there was a test that was given all the kings, that the legal owner of this earth should be able to go out and come back by himself. So all the kings died and they could not come back. Are you getting me? So now Jesus defeats Satan. And for the first time, somebody without the cooperation of any man in the earth is asking the gates to open. And the gates say, who is this King of Glory? Are you getting the point? And he said, the Lord and mighty. He gave him the attributes of a warrior because he just finished defeating the devil. And then he said, lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lifted, ancient doors, that the King of Glory will come in. He said, who is this King of Glory? He said, the Lord
of hosts. And the gates opened, and Jesus suddenly resurrected. Watch this. When he resurrected, Mary wanted to touch him. She said, Rabboni. He said, because I need to be a priest, not just a king. If I'm a king alone, many people cannot come into that priesthood. Are you getting my point? I needed to arise according to Hebrews to take his blood to the heavenly tabernacle. Because according to ancient times, the age of the lamb determined the validity of the atonement. So you needed a lamb that was 1 year old. That means you'll be renewing it. Now, this lamb that does not have age now took his blood to the tabernacle. Are you getting my point? So that forever our atonement cannot, there is no need. Listen, many of you have been shouting blood of Jesus. You don't even know what you are saying. Please calm down and let's finish. God will do mighty things in this place. The devil is in trouble. Thank you, Jesus. And then when he resurrected, no blood. All his blood had been drained out. I hope you know that. But he still stood. And the disciples were hiding. Watch this. There's no time I would have taught you the prophetic blueprint of. I preached some messages. You can get them. They are all free. The prophetic agenda of God. How it will start as revealed to me by the Spirit of God. When Jesus resurrected, they all came and they looked inside the tomb. They didn't see any man. And they all went. Because it takes time for spiritual things to be revealed. Women, let me show you your role now. And a woman remained there. She refused to go. And she looked again and she saw angels. And they said, come, let's tell you something. That women will pioneer certain prophetic things that God will do. Hold on. Because in the spirit, a woman is a gate. A woman is the only gate that can bring another man. No man can do it. So women have powerful prophetic roles. This is why demons are after women. With fornication, with whatever. Are you seeing? It's not just that they are after young people. There is an agenda. When a guy comes to a lady and says, I want to sleep, he thinks he wants pleasure. But the spirits are desperate. Their time is short. The agenda is more serious than fun. That's why every time God has an opportunity in the meeting, he will grab many women. Because there is much that he can do with them. In the Bible, a woman was the first evangelist to announce the resurrection of Christ. All the other disciples, including the apostles, they were afraid. It was the woman that went to them and said, I have seen him. He is risen. I have seen him. He is risen. Hallelujah. Watch this. And when he rose up, he told them, all hail, all authority. You know what happened? Hold on. Cast out devils. There's no barrier again. If you believe this, cure that HIV. If you believe this, let those on wheelchairs rise up. If you believe this, let the blind open. I have stationed angels to confirm it. If you go with this office, this is what it means to walk in dominion. It's not some gimmick. It's a product of understanding that releases light. So no man can brag. No man can brag. No man can brag. There will be miracles in this place right now. Sheba lakatayama. I want to teach you one song. Take it higher. I see miracles everywhere. Miracles everywhere. Miracles everywhere. I say right now.
Come on.
Right now.
I see
miracles everywhere. I see miracles. Right now, I see miracles. Take it higher. Right now I'm going to begin to prophesy. Goodness. I come in the name of that Lord. Listen. Mighty miracles. It doesn't matter what is wrong in your body right now. Listen. Listen. Hold on, please. Let me just direct us so that we will not get this place very messy. Hallelujah. People will be healed right now instantly. All kinds of incurable diseases, all kinds of... Now, please, help me. We want to take some testimony, so how do we do it? Those who are healed. Okay, when you're healed, can they run to the back? Can they create a column there? Is it possible? All right, as soon as I pray for you, different things will go. There is a lady, 3 months you've not seen your period. As we rejoice and return, that devil will leave you. There will also be deliverances here. And then I'll just prophesy and then do an impartation and I'm out. Please cooperate with me. As soon as you are healed, don't sit back. Miracles are already happening. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now listen. Whatever sickness, I just finished teaching you. Whatever it is, there are lots of things I'm seeing, but our time is gone. But I want to pray for you. God has so highly exalted him. Please, Mike, now he has to walk with me. Please, he has to walk with me right now. Hallelujah. Since Jesus appeared to me, he quickened my understanding. We have seen miracles upon miracles by the hand of God. The Spirit of the living God, the one that walks with me. There is power in the name of Jesus. Just listen to me. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus to break every chain. Break every chain. Hallelujah. Now lift your hands, everybody. At the count of 3, listen. Please be careful. I just want you to shout that name, Jesus. The moment you shout that name, I'm going to begin to rebuke sickness. At the same time, I don't know how we'll manage it, but there will be deliverances because some sicknesses are caused by demon spirits. I will specially minister deliverance, but now is time for healing. Hallelujah. At the count of 3, I want you to shout that name that has been exalted. The moment you shout it, begin to check yourself and go to the back for confirmation. Please organize them. There will be mighty miracles. I already see somebody. Your ear, it looks like there's partial deafness. It's going to open right now. I see some ladies with lumps on their breast. It will leave right now. Are you ready now? Thank you, Jesus. 1. At the count of 3. 2. Now go ahead. 3. Be healed now. Blind eyes open. If you're on a wheelchair, stand up. Crippled limbs. If you're walking on crutches, stand up. Left ears be open. HIV, be healed now. Be healed now. Cancer, fibroid, every joint, be healed. Peptic ulcer, be healed now.
Be healed now.
I close the hole now.
Miracles are happening. Check yourself and rush to the back quickly. Mighty, mighty miracles are happening. Mighty miracles. Now lift your hands. The Bible says, upon Mount Zion there shall be holiness and deliverance. There are many of you under different satanic oppressions. I don't care whether you believe it or not, it's irrelevant. But tonight, you will be free. Listen, many of you, this is what is responsible for your academic backwardness. You have tried, you have prayed, you have fasted. The Lord has sent me tonight to announce an exodus. I told you, as I pray, we are going to command those devils. Now listen, please, ushers and those be sensitive. These sets of people is deliverance. Just find a place for them outside if it's possible and let them just lie down there. If they cannot, please, whoever is close to you, if he's falling and scattering a chair, just hold him carefully. Hallelujah. There are lots, I see all kinds of oppression. Many people are being oppressed. But right now, just drop them carefully and guide them. Please, please, lift your hands, all of you.
I hear the chains falling, falling, yeah. I hear the chains.
Hallelujah. Now, at the count of three again, we are going to shout that name, Jesus. I see lots of angels with foils of fire. There will be a separation. Many of you will be amazed. The dramatic, you will know, because some of you, you are not just standing for yourself but for your family members. You will now know that all the things that have been happening are not ordinary. Delayed marriage, barrenness, all of this nonsense. Goodness, the power of God is already touching people. Please, let out the ushers. Now lift your hand. Father, I come with this apostolic mantle that you have given me, and I invoke your power from the heavens. I declare that every demonic oppression, at the count of three, I go to this campus and I send the demons packing. 1, 2, 3. Go, 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 go. Come out of God's people now. Let them go. I announce the exodus. Freedom from poverty, freedom from yoke. I stand to free every thought, every prayer, every enchantment, every act of electromagnetism. Be free. Be delivered now. I release the fire of the Holy Ghost. The fire of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Titilayo. Titilayo. I'm hearing the name of a lady. Titilayo. The Lord is speaking to me about a lady's name. Who is Titi? I'm hearing Titilayo. Is it Titilayo? Titilayo. The Lord is setting Titilayo's family free. Titilayo. Who is that person? You are a lady. Hallelujah. Give Jesus praise. Do you know me? Have you ever seen me? There is a spirit of death in your family, and we are going to take it away. Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus, let death end from this family. Death, go. In the name of Jesus Christ. Just keep her gently. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Gabriel. Gabriel. Your name is Gabriel. 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 There is a gentleman with the name Gabriel. Hallelujah. Leave them. Come. Look at me. Just look at me. Let that reproach leave him now. Now, by the power of the Holy Ghost, I set you free, never to return to you again. Hallelujah. My brother, you love God? It's not true. Come. You need need to be very serious with God. When I make the altar call, eh? You know me. Have we met? Do you love the Lord? Very well. Because God is going to use you in a very mighty way. Huh? You think you are weak, but God is going to use you. You will do mighty things. You are going to do mighty things for God. I told you yesterday there are a few people that I'll minister to. Very shortly I'll be done. God is going to use you very mighty. Right? Hold my hands. Something will come upon you. You will never recover.
Your life will never be the same. Your life will never be the same. Your life will never be the same. Your life.
When you are ready with a few testimonies, you can take it. Is it possible to take one or two testimonies? Please make sure you don't, if there are miracles, one, two, at least let's just take some testimonies before I pray. Don't sit back. God has healed a lot of people. Make sure you check yourself. You see something remarkable, please rush quickly. Let's have a few of them. Celebrate them as they are coming. I'm seeing a few people. Let's just have a few people. Don't sit back. The devil is a liar tonight. Hallelujah. Okay, arrange them, organize them. Do we have another mic? Okay, quickly. Someone come quickly, please. Make sure, don't come and tell us lies here, please. We are not faking it.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. All right, let's have a few testimonies. Come quickly. Just face the crowd very quickly, straight to the points. No beating around the bush.
Hey, praise the Lord. Hey, I used to feel an intense pain.
Yeah, can you hear him?
Shoulder.
Come.
I used to feel look an intense them. Pain on my
an intense
shoulder.
Pain on your shoulder.
Yes, and you mentioned
for how long?
It's been a while.
Help, and please. People are falling. Just help. Okay.
You mentioned something about the presence of God, that when the presence of God is somewhere, that sickness cannot dwell.
Yes.
And I felt like a wind just blew.
You felt a wind blow.
And immediately I.
And what happened now? Do what you couldn't do before. Go ahead. Do it. Come on now. Give Jesus a big praise. Big praise.
Jesus, we lift up your name. Jesus, we lift up your name. Jesus, we lift up your name. Jesus, we lift up your name.
Okay,
before I came here,
hold on.
Okay. I came here, I've been troubled with malaria recently.
Malaria.
I even went for tests and it was confirmed I had malaria. But right now, I tried so much to come here tonight. Maybe someone woke me up to come. But I can feel the presence of God all over my body now. I can feel the strength.
Everything has gone completely. Come on, give Jesus praise. Give Jesus praise. It never returns again. Hallelujah.
I was feeling a sharp headache. At the
sharp back. Headache, okay.
So when you said something will happen, like a miracle,
yes,
sickness will flee.
More people are having miracles. You're welcome. Let's
I
just have
my head empty and the headache was.
You just felt something left you. Praise the Lord. Give Jesus praise. People they ask me say, now where did they come on now?
I just they tell them so. Now Jesus they make me smile. People just they ask me say. Now we see they make me smile. I just they tell them so. Now Jesus they make me smile.
Quickly, just don't talk to the congregation. She's so overwhelmed. Quickly. Hallelujah. I hope she's not under the anointing.
In 2012, I'd been diagnosed of urticaria and pleurisy. I didn't have the pleurisy symptoms, but since 2 weeks now, my leg, I can't sit for an hour. My leg will swell up and then
your
I'll
leg
have
okay.
my leg,
okay.
And then I'll have red spots.
Red spots
yes,
on your leg.
this morning before I left home, my feet was okay, but my leg was swollen.
Your leg was swollen.
And it had red spots. Then
okay.
I managed to go to fellowship.
Okay.
And then I came here. But when you said we should start checking our body, I felt my leg paining me. It didn't pain me before, but I had those red spots and it was swollen. And then I sat down to check it, and I thought it was paining me, but the way it was paining me, it was just going down. And then I saw that the red spots were no more there.
The red spots had disappeared.
They were gone. They were no more there.
Now, just walk with your leg. Do what you can do. Can you jump? Try jumping. Oh yeah, let's jump. Come on now. Give Jesus praise. Help her. Help her before you fall. Hallelujah. The devil is a liar. Hallelujah. All right, let's just take one. Goodness, we're out of time.
On the third time you said we should shout hallelujah, I discovered a lump disappeared.
A lump disappeared. You had a lump. It's now confirmed. Did you confirm it? Come on, give God praise. A lump just disappeared. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We give you all the praise. I know there are so many testimonies, we cannot begin to take it. Hallelujah. Lord, we bless your name. If you're a campus fellowship president here, please come and line up here quickly. It's time for you to take something. Campus fellowship. Don't come out here if you are not a campus fellowship president. Please. Just stand here. Just stand on the ground here. Just stand on the ground here. Please, please, don't just be emotional. This is not just some jamboree. Please. Please. Thank you for lifting.
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 Thank you for lifting. Hallelujah. 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 I want you to look at me. Peter said, "Such as I have, give I thee." I know that campus presidents are very arrogant people most times because they believe that there's nothing for them to take, but I don't believe you are like that. Brothers and sisters, what you see is an election of grace. And if you will believe, you will take something that transcends UI. Hallelujah. Please, don't just stand staring. Make sure there is a sincere desire. I know you are men and women of God. I know you have healed the sick and raised the dead, but just listen. You are going to receive something. These are your leaders. Please respect them. They serve God in truth and they serve God with sincerity. They are students, yet they are giving the best to God. I want to pray for you. Lift your hands. I'd like you to desire from your heart certain dimensions of grace that you desire to see in your life. I'd like you to desire from the depths of your heart. Please. There are many people in the crowd who would have been praying and saying, Lord, do this for me. So please, if you think you don't need it, you can go back to your seats quietly. No problem. You won't go to hell. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Father, these are the leaders in this place. And I pray right now, let something come upon them. As I lay my hands on you, just a touch. Hallelujah. This is not an issue of falling down. This is an issue of receiving something. May something mighty come upon you. Hallelujah. Help me with the same word. When Jesus appeared to me, he stretched forth his hands towards me. And light entered me. Every time I lay hands on people. And as I lay hands on them, for men, some of you, because of your hunger, the ripple are infected with you. Thank you, Jesus. Take the fire, never to be the same again. Never to be the same again. Take it, 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 take it. Ba 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 ba. Let this fire engulf you. Let this fire engulf you. Let this fire engulf you. You'll never be the same. Wisdom. God is giving you wisdom. Great wisdom. God is giving you wisdom. God is giving you great. Did I tell anybody? Okay, there. You? You're, okay. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus Christ. Please, you can go back to your seat. Go back. Bless your people. Teach them in truth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Where are the Classfon Escos? Classfon. I want you to celebrate this fellowship. Because they have held more than they thought they were organizing a convention. Let me tell you the truth. In all sincerity, it was a very, very big sacrifice. Hallelujah. I know how my head of protocol kept on my neck. And honestly, it is a very, very big sacrifice. Not 2 days. If it was just a day, it would have been easy. Please spread out and hold your hands. Lift it up. Careful, careful, please. Careful. Just dress back a little. Are these all the escorts? Please dress back so your leg doesn't enter that. Just move back. Hallelujah. Look at me. Lift your hands. I want you to believe. There is an angel standing close to me. Hallelujah. There is an angel of the Lord standing close to me. As I lay my hands upon you, something will happen. Alright, just hold your hands. The power of God will move from this side, from that lady there, and just sweep across right to the end. Thank you, Jesus. Right now, fire! Take it! Take it right now! Take it! 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 Be the same. I prophesy new levels of grace, new levels of power, new levels of wisdom, new levels of unction, new levels of audacity. I pray for you, President. Two of you are the ones who organize it. Take it in the name of Jesus. New dimension, new grace. You will do mighty things. Hallelujah. Where are the ladies that were cooking for us? Where are those three ladies? Come and line up here. The three ladies that were serving us. Okay. Lift your hands. I want you to pray. Please believe. The Bible says, he who gives a prophet a cup of water will receive a prophet's reward. It says, he who receives a prophet in the name of a prophet. If you receive a prophet in the name of a friend, you will get cold water. You will get biscuits. That is a friend's reward. But if you receive a prophet in the name of a prophet, there are virtues that work with the anointing. My God, such as I have, let something come upon this place. Take it now. 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 In the name of Jesus, I grant you access. Access to the presence of God. Access to favor. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Committee members and workers, can you organize them, please? Let's save time. Please be careful, be careful, be careful. Protocol. I hope you have a good. Please, committee members and workers, hold your hands together and lift it up, please. Please be careful, be careful. I plead with you, be careful, be careful. Be careful.